So recently, they overturned Roe versus Wade when it comes to Planned Parenthood and abortion rights for women. We have been set back to the barbaric ages. The truth is, all women should be pro-choice. Now, your individual choice to keep your baby is your choice. But that doesn't mean you have the audacity, the ability to tell other women they need to keep their baby. There are many reasons why women abort children. And that is not to say that the baby in a pregnant woman's belly is a baby. A baby isn't a baby until they are born. So, how are you going to tell women that they need to have these children? And if we are going to say that, why don't we as a society make having children easier? Why aren't wages living wages? Why aren't wages going up? The cost of raising a child is going up every year. Most people cannot afford the children they have. You know, most people do not treat kids the way they should be treated. Most people aren't good parents. Most people shouldn't have never had a child. They should have reconsidered and not have that child. Most people are selfish and they only think about themselves. You are only thinking about yourself when you are pro-life. You are not thinking about others and what they go through. Women go through a lot of stuff. We go through a lot of stuff. Then add racism, classism, colorism, fat phobia, homophobia, transphobia. Add all these things and it gets a little scary, a little blurry. And I just don't understand why, after all these years, 50 years, they wanted to take away that law. Now, states can tell us we can't abort a child. And why are men not standing up for women? Men love controlling women and our bodies. I don't know why, I don't know when, but they started doing this a long time ago, and I'm just over it. Like, I am just over it. I'm over it. Spirit is over it. Spirit is telling me it's time for women to rise up. And this affects Black and Latina women the most, because Black and Latina women are some of the most poorest women in the world, especially in America. We aren't lazy, we aren't stupid. The reality is, this world is really racist. They are really racist, and they don't think we should have basic human rights. This is a racism issue. This is a classism issue. This is a religious issue. We shouldn't tie religion to abortion. Why is Christianity tied to abortion? Why do you think your God has the right to tell me what to do with my body? The fact remains that your God has nothing to do with what I do with my body. And truth be told, I am a God. Yes, I am a God. I was made in God's image. So, yes, women are goddesses. We are gods. We make the world turn around. We make the world a better place. We make men better men. We make men want to hustle and strive to be a provider. So if we want kids, those kids don't have to struggle. So y'all are telling me y'all are a bunch of motherfuckers who just want kids to struggle. You don't care about the quality of life that a child has. Because if you did, you wouldn't take away our right to abort an embryo. An embryo is not a child. A child isn't a child until a woman birth a child in that hospital or wherever they have their child. I don't know what got in your head. I don't know what made the Supreme Court do this, but they on some fuck shit and they gonna get it. Spirit about to tap that ass. So it's ridiculous. This is ridiculous. I am so upset, and this affects hoes. This affects sex workers because we are some of the most affected people on the planet. Women on the planet. The world hate women who are confident, who are sexual beings, who are confident in being sexual beings, and who are confident in having a job that sells sex. Truth be told, it's sex workers who are protesting for you to have your rights as women to be able to abort an embryo. And y'all women don't even respect sex workers. You think you are better because you don't sell your ass. You think you are better because you don't have an OnlyFans. You think you are better because you don't dominate men as a dominatrix. Y'all got the game fucked up. Get with the winning team, ho. Get with the winning team. Like Jocelyn Hernandez said, get with the winning team. Y'all are straight bums and losers. And I hate I have to even share this fucking world with you. Because you hate me so much, you wish death on me. I would never wish death on any other woman. Even if I hated her. Even if I hated that bitch guts, I wouldn't. Because I do have some ethics. Sex workers are some of the most passionate and ethical people on the planet. So put some respect on our fucking name and stop pressuring women to keep children they don't want, they can't afford, that is risky. What about people who can't deliver a child because they might take their life? You're saying a child is worth more than a woman's life? You know, what about women who are raped? What about women who just have any reason? There aren't reasons that are better to have abortions. You can have any reason and have an abortion, and that's your right, and you are not evil. So, I just can't. Well, till next time, peace out.